Health officials around the world have begun to speak of AIDS as a threat to the stability of entire countries. In parts of Africa and Asia, the disease is striking so many people that nations may have trouble planting or harvesting crops. And that also means some countries may have trouble fielding armies. In addition to the sheer human toll of 42 million people infected, this disease is striking some of the same nations where Americans are drilling for oil or battling terrorism. On this World AIDS Day, we'll examine some of the national security implications of AIDS around the world. We begin with Ambassador Jack Chow. He's the Bush administration's special representative for HIV and AIDS. He just toured 5 African countries devastated by the disease.
One country in particular strikes me as being emblematic, and that is Ethiopia. It recently underwent civil strife. Its military is demobilizing, and HIV/AIDS is being propagated to home villages by soldiers who were infected during their time of military service. At the same time, with the devastating famine that is now embracing Ethiopia, unfortunately, that HIV/AIDS is depleting farmers and agricultural workers, so they are less able to sow crops and to harvest them. So that is one country that is being particularly hard hit by the intersection of not only HIV/AIDS, but other threats, poverty and famine as well.
The disease spreads in a moment when U.S. policymakers are paying more attention to Africa. In Kenya, Somalia, and elsewhere, U.S. forces are hunting down members of Al-Qaeda and worrying that they'll find refuge in failed states. The U.S. is getting more of its oil from African nations as it seeks an alternative to oil from the Middle East. And that helps to explain why the U.S. military is now working with African militaries to encourage AIDS prevention and treatment. Health officials do not speak of AIDS overseas as an imminent threat to United States security, but the United Nations Special Representative for AIDS in Africa speaks of the future in apocalyptic terms. Stephen Lewis is touring Africa this weekend. We found him just after he visited a region in Namibia where almost half the pregnant women have tested positive for HIV.
I think that people who argue the security risk have a case to make. The numbers are so great, and the potential destabilization of countries when their societies break down means that they can become fodder for all kinds of extremist instincts and extremist acts. If you've got millions of orphan children, which we will have, who've never had parenting or nurturing or love, who are angry and bewildered and antisocial and don't have jobs, and all around them a society is falling apart, the potential, the destabilizing, the levels of insecurity are so great that we're headed for a catastrophic finale unless we stop this pandemic in its tracks.
Are there any countries that you have visited recently where it was clear to you that the local army could not find enough healthy soldiers, the police could not find enough healthy police, where the economy itself was falling apart because of this disease?
That is possibly what unnerves some people in the United States more than any other. The militaries in Africa, generally speaking, have infection rates that are 2 and 3 times higher than the civilian population, sometimes as high as 50% or 60%, and nearly equivalent rates can be found in the police forces as well. So if you rely on your military and police to give your society the traditional forms of security, what happens as they die or they're simply worn down and everything is destabilized? What in God's name happens in a country like Angola, which now has a peace accord, and they're on the verge of demobilizing tens of thousands of soldiers whose infection levels are probably very high and who will now simply move into the rural countryside? And then, of course, the prevalence rates will rise amongst the women and the country as a whole.
Stephen Lewis is UN Special Representative for AIDS in Africa. Today is World AIDS Day. In South Africa, authorities chose this day to hold a mass funeral for babies. In China, the government ordered 1 million students to launch a national AIDS awareness campaign. By the way, China is one of 5 countries mentioned in a U.S. intelligence report on the disease. The National Intelligence Council examined India, Russia, Nigeria, and Ethiopia, as well as China. in those five countries alone, by the end of this decade, 75 million people may be infected.